A three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright once vowed to keep writing until he was 90 or gaga. Now, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, this most celebrated of writers this week moves 1 year closer to 90, without yet exhibiting too many signs of going gaga.
American playwright Edward Albee's first work in 1958 was The Zoo Story, which he revamped and extended in 2003. This was followed by a number of other plays, leading to 1962's hugely successful, controversial, and award-winning Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? A Delicate Balance, produced in 1966, earned Albee his first Pulitzer Prize. He won a second Pulitzer for 1975's Seascape and a third for Three Tall Women in 1991. As a young man, Edward Albee tried his hand at many different art forms. He wrote poetry and what he now describes as two dreadful novels. He also dabbled in painting and sculpture, and at one point considered a career in music.
I wanted to be a composer when I discovered Bach, but I had no talent there. But I know a great deal about classical music, because a playwright has to know a great deal about classical music, because the structures and the methods are the same.
Not only the method and structures, but, says Albee, the forms. Wisdom he gained from another great 20th century playwright.
This is something I learned from Sam Beckett more than anybody else. A composer puts notes and the playwright puts words down on the paper with many of the same markings. The playwright uses punctuation. A composer uses the duration of notes. And we both use sound and silence. That's what a play is made up of, speech and non-speech. Music's made up of sound and lack of sound. So we do the same thing.
Edward Albee turns 86 this week.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.